Moncrief on News Talk.
Now, if you're single, the chances are that you don't live alone simply because it's far too expensive to do so. So are people missing out by not being getting to live by themselves? News Talk's Why Should I Wear Pants at Home correspondent Henry McKean has been out talking to people. Afternoon, Henry.
Yeah, good afternoon, Sean. And yeah, one in five of us, we're stuck living with our partner to keep costs down. And we basically stay living together. And you're right, a one-bedroom apartment in Dublin is about €2,000 a month.
That's
huge
crazy.
Money, huge money. And like that, you know, living alone, it's a great, great experience. I'm not sure if you ever had a chance to do it yourself, but it really is. You really get to think. I met this lady and she's talking about moving in with her partner.
It was tough. Yeah, no, we were together 10 years at the time, but living separately. So when you move in together, it's a lot different. You get to know people a lot more, I feel. But it strengthens the relationship too, I suppose.
And was he tidy? I mean, like, did he leave the toilet seat up or put it down?
A bit of both. I found out things that I didn't know. But no, overall, quite tidy, in fairness. I think we're quite similar. So it worked out well eventually. We just had to have a training period.
Do you miss living on your own? And, you know, the fact that so many people want to and they just can't anymore because of the high cost?
No. I think I'm happy to have somebody. And I mean, it's nice to have your own space, but I'm happy to live with my partner. But I can see how people who do want to live on their own and don't have that opportunity, how difficult it would be, because with the way the housing crisis is.
And you know that housing crisis is still there, it won't go away. What advice would you have for somebody moving in with their boyfriend or girlfriend for the very first time?
I suppose try and be flexible, work with your partner. I suppose you're getting to know them in a different way, I suppose. But try to work together, try to be a bit flexible in how you're living together. Yeah, I suppose that's it. Dylan, any recommendations?
No, I've none.
And Dylan, do you live with people?
I'm stuck at home. My parents wouldn't mind living on my own or getting a mortgage, but sure, it's impossible now with the situation.
And how old are you?
29.
And where is home?
Down the Thigh in Kildare.
So you're in a Thigh in Kildare with your parents. You're 29. You'd love to move out.
Yeah, but it's just not feasible. Any new building in a Thigh is going for about 355 upwards now. So on your own, you're not going to get a mortgage for that.
And you'd like to live on your own. How much is an apartment to rent, a one bed in a Thigh?
I think renting in a Thigh is about 1,900, 2,000 euro maybe.
So huge money.
Yeah, massive money. Just wouldn't be feasible like on your own at all.
And do you mind living with your parents? Do your parents mind living with you?
I'd say we all have our moments. I would like my own space. I'd say Mammy doesn't mind me at home, but I'd say like they don't mind, but I'd like to move on, but it'll be a long time away the way the situation is.
And are you saving?
Yeah, saving, but you know, you'd you'd need a hell of a lot of savings now to self-fund with a mortgage, a lot like what you'd get for a mortgage on your own. So it's not feasible, even no matter what your savings are now, really, to add it to a mortgage.
And what are the most annoying habits your boyfriend has?
Oh God, I won't name him in this. Probably our clothes, his clothes. He leaves clothes everywhere. I don't think he knew what a washing machine was until he moved in with me. So probably that side of it. But look, it's a work in progress. We're 3 years in now. We're doing well.
Okay. Yeah, well, that's one of the benefits of not living alone. When you do get to move in with someone, you have to kind of learn how to do stuff.
And everyone has their
clean
quirks.
And, you know, cook and all that kind
of clothes and drawers.
Gosh, so pretentious.
And keep the bathroom clean.
Yeah.
Stuff like that.
Apparently men can't see. It's an actual medical condition. Men can't see dirty bathrooms.
Well, you,
it's just a thing.
I've learned this, that you have to pretend that you weren't in that bathroom. It's got to look just how you came in.
That's what children are for. You can blame them. Oh, no, I didn't do that. That was the two-year-old. You've lived by yourself then, Henry.
Yeah,
yes, you have.
I always lived with someone up until 2013. And I had a breakup and it was hard. And then I thought to myself, do you know what? Wouldn't it be nice to live on my own? And back then, Sean, back in 2013, you could get a one-bedroom apartment or flat for €750 a month, yeah, or even less.
Yeah.
And I had this great flat. It was a granny flat. Well, you know, why it's called it a granny flat, because there were lots of grannies living in it. And it was...
In your flat? Well, you just moved in and there was all these grannies there going,
well, no,
hello!
This is it. It wasn't our share of grannies. It was a converted Victorian house looking over the sea.
Sounds lovely.
And it was lovely. And I had a friend who used to slag me and say it was a bedsit hovel, which was so unfair because it actually did have a separate bedroom and it wasn't a hovel.
Yeah.
It was lovely. And, you know, it really just clears your head. And if the, you know, people at home can remember, the summer of 2013 and 2014 was roasting. They were beautiful summers. And then I realized, actually, these old houses are very cold in the winter.
Yeah.
Freezing. It was absolutely freezing. It was cool in the summer and freezing in the winter. I used to go to bed wearing ski gear. But the thing was, when I say ski gear, I mean like undergarments.
I wasn't actually wearing, rather than a mask.
Like they used to do in Victorian times. Yeah. They would wear, you know, the undergarments
Johns,
and then
yes,
the pajamas on top just to keep warm. But yeah, no, it was great. But when I did get lonely, I used to just basically call in to friends unplanned, because you couldn't say I'm calling because they'd say they're not available.
So, yes.
So you would just knock on the door. And of course, and I used to live, there used to be an M&S, it's gone now, and there'd always be like yellow stickers. Basically, you know, you'd get like a meal, M&S meal for one for like €1. You know, they were about off, or they were slightly gone off.
Gosh, okay, yeah.
So it was a great life.
Yeah.
It was a great life. You know,
it's simpler, happier times, maybe. Not happier, obviously.
But,
I don't want to say you're not happy now, or are you happy?
But it was happy misery, you know, misery happy. You know, there's somewhere in between.
Okay,
that
kind of
great area. It was heaven in a way. But anyway, here is a man who lives. He's been living on his own pretty much forever.
I live on my own at the moment. I own my own apartment.
So you have your own place?
Yeah.
And what's it like, just you in your house? Do you enjoy your own company?
Yeah, I do, yeah. I have friends, but I don't mind being on my own, you know. Watch a bit of telly, listen to a bit of music, you know.
And you've always lived on your own?
Since 1992.
And before 1992, what did you get up to?
Well, I was living at home with my parents.
Isn't that fantastic? So you've had your own place and you bought it?
Yeah, yeah.
And you got a good deal?
Yeah, I got a good deal, yeah.
Can I ask you what you paid for your apartment back then?
290.
290?
Yeah,
so that was a lot even then.
Yeah, yeah.
So what do you think it's worth now, roughly?
Maybe 330. It hasn't gone up much.
It hasn't gone up much at all?
No.
And
no.
It's a city centre apartment?
Yeah, yeah.
And do you ever get lonely?
Well, sometimes I'd call up me family or friends and just have a chat, you know. I go to social clubs, you know.
And you go to social clubs and that helps?
Yeah.
And these days, so many people don't get that chance to live on their own, because now if you want to rent a one-bedroom apartment in the city, in the capital, it could be close to €2,000.
Yeah. Well, my mother always said renting is just money down the drain, you know, you end up with nothing, you know.
Yeah.
So I inherited my money, and so I was able to buy a place, you know.
So did you buy it with no mortgage?
Yeah.
Wow. Mm. Aren't you lucky? So what do you spend your money on?
What do I spend my money on? Food and entertainment. I eat out a couple of times a week, you know.
And you never feel like you're lonely?
No, no, no.
Okay. Freddie says I live on my own because day to day I don't have time for no monkey business. Okay, whatever that means. I don't live on my own, but my partner travels a lot for work. And it seems pretty sweet to me. You can watch TV all day in your boxers eating crisps. Okay. Job, maybe? I can't see plants. It's always infuriated anyone I've ever lived with, meaning that you don't think to kind of water them and that stuff. Niall said I would love to live in my own, but my wife won't agree to it. I bought my first property in 1994 in a converted Georgian house in North Great Georgia Street for the equivalent of $50,000.
Wow.
The mortgage was smaller than the grocery bill. Happier days then. Yeah. That won't happen anymore, that's for sure. I assume, though...
Yeah.
estate agents must see that no one's, you know, or it must be an extreme rarity that someone contacts them and says, I'm looking for a place that I want to buy by myself.
You're right. And it's so hard to get a mortgage on your own. And that man there said he paid $290,000 back in 1992 and it's now worth about $330,000. That does seem to go on with inner city Dublin flats or apartments. They don't go up much, even after many, many years. David Brock from Brock Delap Estate Agents, he talks about the house share, living on your own, and that general feel right now.
We generally don't get involved in the room share situation. We let the tenants decide themselves who they want to live with. So we'd often rent to groups of people. Because of the way the market is at the moment and so expensive, some of the relationships of people who are moving in together aren't as strong as when they used to be, and people might know each other quite as well. So I find that if you get involved in putting people together for a house, you're really getting involved in other people's lives and you don't want to do that. At one point, we rented a number of properties to a hotel chain and they did that. They rented out a number of the rooms to their staff and kind of put people together. But very quickly it unraveled and they gave the houses back because there was a few domestic situations and HR had to get involved, which is tricky because where does the workplace start and where does it end? Usually we find if three people move in together, maybe one person leaves and then we will let the tenant pick the person themselves, and the onus is on the tenants to pick the person and them to be happy with the person rather than us to be happy with the person per se, because the tenants are the ones who have to live with this person. Sometimes three people can move in together, best of friends, and maybe one person moves out and they find someone to move in, but then that person mightn't seem who they are or be as they seem. And you can have a tricky situation arises. Maybe, you know, something as simple as, you know, someone's taking someone else's milk to, you know, claims of assault. Now, if anything ever escalates to that level, we always recommend people get in contact with the guards or sort out themselves, or both. Because again, you know, you can't get involved in people's lives. Cohabiting obviously is a big thing now, and not many people can rent a place on their own, even a one-bed apartment. So, you know, you might find yourself getting into a relationship to get somewhere to live.
That's a bit extreme. Just get into a relationship.
Well, I think so. You might
have a bed to keep in. It's still, though, I mean, like when I was a young fella, I shared houses with people and all that kind of stuff. It was still quite, you know, more the norm that you did that.
Absolutely. And I think it still is for so many people. I mean, I only actually shared a house normally with just one person. So I'd like rent like a two-bed flat apartment. And normally there'd be one other person I'm sharing with. And somehow we'd end up always arguing. But the only time that I actually lived in a house share was in Oxford Street, not in London, but in Sydney. It was like a suburb just outside Sydney city centre. And it was a sublet. So basically, the lady who had rented it from the landlord secretly put all these bunk beds into the rooms for kind of like backpackers. And I think I shared a room with five other men on bunk beds. We were all squeezed in.
Whoa.
And, you know,
that sounds grim.
It was. And then there was a guy who slept under the stairs. But it was rough, but also beautiful. And, you know, we became friends with people from all walks of life, except that Scottish guy. I remember getting caught stealing socks off the washing line at 5 a.m. I used to do the breakfast shift in a local hotel called King's Cross Hotel, which I think it's gone now. But yeah, I mean, it was an experience. It wasn't for me. House sharing wasn't for me. Mm. I found it quite rough. But, you know, it depends if they're your friends, if you get on with them, if you get, you have a good relationship with them, like the sitcom. Here is a lady who lives with her adult son.
I've lived in a house share and currently live on my own, sort of, with my kid, who thinks he'll never live on his own.
What was that house share like?
It's great. Early 20s. Great fun.
So was it like Friends, the sitcom?
No.
Not as glamorous?
No, more Irish.
And did people tidy up after themselves?
Yeah, we were brought up properly.
So it was a decent house share, you all were friends?
Yeah, we weren't all friends, when we moved in together, but we became friends.
And you became friends. And now you talk about the fact you kind of live on your own, but you've got...
a rent.
You've got a relative there.
Yes. I have a child that I live with, only he's an adult child, and he thinks that he will never get out of that situation of living with his parent.
So he thinks he'll always be living with you because of the cost?
Well, yeah. Yeah, pretty much.
And how old is he?
He's 23.
Do you think he'll move out anytime soon?
I'll give it a year.
And then he might go off somewhere?
Yeah, hopefully.
And will you enjoy just being on your own then?
I love it. Yeah.
You won't get lonely?
No. No, not at all.
You won't miss him?
Well, of course I miss him. You miss your children. But no, I wouldn't feel lonely. No.
She was pretty unambivalent about that.
Wanted her house back.
Yeah.
That's for sure.
It's kind of, it must be heartbreaking in a way for her to see her son kind of stuck at home, and it's, you know, everything that goes with that, and the son's going, I'm never going to find a place, and you know, you're seeing your own kids kind of
disintegrate in front of you.
It's
really hard, and there's so many parents out there listening. Their adult kids are living at home, and those adult kids, if they do go somewhere, perhaps they emigrate, they feel they can't go anywhere. Mm-hmm. And it's really, really tough. Absolutely. Very, very tough.
Yeah.
Sure.
Now, you did meet an American who lived alone when they were in college.
Yeah, this is it. I know over in America, like going to college, what is it, $60,000 a year and plus something. But he got to have a one-bedroom apartment all to himself. Here is the American.
I lived on my own when I was in college. I mean...
And what was it like? Just you?
Yeah.
In a dorm?
No, it was an apartment that the college owned, but...
Like a one-bed? Or was it like a studio?
It was a one-bedroom. They paid for the power, the electricity, the cable TV, or not the cable TV, the internet. Yeah, everything is paid for, so it was nice. But it had black mold, which is pretty bad.
So it had a bit of black mold, but you got used to that. And did you have friends over? Were you lonely?
Mm-hmm. Of course I is.
Did you like being on your own?
I do like being on my own, but we're social beings, and so I can't be on my own all the time, so.
And these days in Ireland, it's very, very pricey to rent a one bed, if you can get one. Mm-hmm. So very few people do it. Should we all have that time in our lives where we live on our own to find ourselves?
Yeah, absolutely. Completely agree.
And whereabouts are you from?
I'm from Pennsylvania.
So for like a one bedroom apartment or flat there, what would that cost?
Probably right around 1,000.
So a lot less than here, but still a lot.
Mm-hmm.
And did you find yourself when you lived on your own? Did you
Absolutely.
Go, this is who I am?
Mm-hmm.
There you go. That's a man who found who he is. But just sitting by himself going, mm-hmm.
He did do a lot of, mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, ask me a question.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's kind of disconcerting when people do that. You don't know what they mean by it.
I think he wanted me to go away.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay, Henry.
Mm-hmm.
Moncrief, weekdays at 2 p.m. on News Talk.